Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
When we hear of the shepherd going after that lost sheep, when he finds it, what does he do? Does he punish the sheep? Does he say, "How could you do this? What is wrong with you?" No. Does he try and trick the sheep? Does he leave little bits of food to lead it back home? No. Jesus says in the gospel that the shepherd rejoices over the sheep. When we've sinned against God, we've done terrible things to him and said, "I don't want you to be my shepherd," the shepherd still goes after us, even after we've run away, and instead of tricking us, instead of punishing us, he rejoices over us. It is one of the greatest joys imaginable for someone to rejoice in us. We all love it when someone says our name, like maybe when you go to grandma or grandpa's house, and they say your name so happily. It's such a joy when someone just rejoices that you're there, that you exist. Jesus, when we go to confession, when we go before him in our sinfulness and ask him for his mercy, he's so good. His mercy is so real that he rejoices in us and loves us past our sins. Today we also celebrate Our Lady of Loretta. We celebrate Mary with a particular title. There is a certain prayer called the Litany of Loretto, where it has so many names for Mary. Teachers, if you want a wonderful activity for students today, you could give every one of your students one title of Mary, go through the whole class, and you won't even finish the Litany of Loretto. One of my favorite titles for Mary is in that litany, which is the cause of our joy. Mary is the cause of our joy because she's the one who gave us Jesus. And Jesus is our greatest joy, the one who rejoices in us every single day, even when we've sinned against him. Let us turn to Mary, the cause of our joy, and ask her to pray for us, that we might see Jesus as our greatest joy, because he rejoices in us.